let me introduce to you our newest coach, Justin Wick.
Thank you all for coming today on short notice. I'd like to thank President Bedell, Lori Paulson, for this very quick timeline. You know, I can tell that they have a lot of trust in me moving forward with the Jamestown program. You know, the word of the day is going to be excited. Now, you're probably going to hear me say it a lot up here, but truly am excited to be here and to be a part of this program, be a part of this community. I'd first like to introduce my family here. It's probably the most important. My wife, Laura, you can raise your hand over there. Laura, you know, she's been my number one fan for a long time. She's always telling me to follow my dreams. You know, she left a really good situation back in Aberdeen. She was an elementary school principal. So, you know, it was tough for her to leave, but there was no hesitation from her. She was all on board. She was all excited. You know, she's really my number one fan. So thanks for that. We've also got my son, Jordan, about to be 7 months old. He already looks good in orange over there, so he's going to fit in just perfect. He's been a blessing to our life and has really helped us put things in perspective family-wise. So then my parents made the long drive up here, Jeff and Karna, my parents. We're all from Iowa City originally, so... it's about a 10-hour drive, maybe 11 if my dad's driving, but it's a long drive, definitely. They came up Saturday. There's no way in the world that they would miss it. They told me for a couple days they were thinking about coming, but I was already making plans for them to be here. So they're also my biggest fans besides my wife, and very supportive all the way through my life. So thanks for being here today. I am really, really excited, but also very humbled to be here. You know, it's a program that has a great tradition on the court, but also I can tell from the couple days that I've been here on campus and for my interview that there's a lot of really good people here. And meeting people in admissions and people in the financial office and different coaches here on campus, it was really apparent to me, even in my interview, but also since I've been here, I think I got here Friday, there's just a lot of really good people that really support Jimmy's athletics, support the basketball program, and just a great overall feel here on campus. And I've already felt that in the community. My wife's looking at houses today, and there's one of the ladies that was helping her was also on the phone finding daycare, trying to help her find a job, all that good stuff. So the people, I already have a good sense that the people here are very genuine, and we're really excited to be joining this community. You know, we're looking forward to jumping right in. You know, we've got a couple weeks before school starts, but it kind of leads me to my next thing about the returning guys, the new guys. A couple of them are here. I want to say thanks for coming today, just to listen to me talk for a while. But there's a good core group of returning guys here. I've had a chance to talk to them all on the phone already. They're all committed to coming back, and then we had a good group of incoming guys. We're still working on a few more. But I really feel comfortable about the way the program's going, the type of kids that we have coming in. You know, number one for me, and it's always been this way wherever I've been, it's really important that our guys graduate. And talking to the president, talking to different people on campus, that's obviously the number one goal. So that's going to be stressed from day one. We're going to be on them academically. And it's just the best thing to do. You know, we don't want guys coming in here just to play basketball, and then they're out of here, and then we just forget about them. You know, we want to take a sincere interest in them. We want them to graduate, prepare them for life after basketball. So that'll be goal number one. It'll be what we talk about, you know, every day here in our program. I'll talk a little bit about kind of my journey. I know Lori talked about it a little bit, but from Iowa City, you know, talking about the coaches that I played for or worked for, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't talk, or if I didn't start with my high school coach, Steve Bergman. None of you guys probably know him, but one of the best high school coaches around, really taught me how to play the game. He's still doing it. He's won a bunch of state championships, won a lot of games. So I would be remiss if I didn't start with him. Really taught me how to play the game, but then as I went on in my coaching career, really helped me coaching-wise as well. And, this, and I went to Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, played for a guy named Doug Wagemaster. Very similar, great coach, has really been helpful to me in my coaching profession since then. So I got to start with those guys. I then went on to the University of Iowa and played there. We had some success as a player, but I got to play for Steve Alford there and the rest of the staff. I'm not going to go through everybody, but the guys that helped me get there and helped me succeed there, I definitely wouldn't be here without them. So I had a chance to work for Coach Alford for a year as a graduate assistant before he left and took a different job. Then I had a chance to stay there and work for Todd Licklider, who came from Butler University. And that's where I feel like I really learned how to be a college coach. Those guys on staff, not just Coach Licklider, but especially him, but the assistant coaches as well, really taught me what it was, really taught me the hard work, the relationships, all the things that you need to do to be a successful college coach. So I can't thank those guys enough for my time there. When I moved to Northern State, up in Aberdeen, I had no idea where Aberdeen was, but you know, Paul Sather, Matt Severide, some of the coaches there, I can't thank them enough also for helping me take that next step, giving me a lot more responsibilities, giving me a lot of freedom, and kind of letting me blossom, to get to this point. So I would be remiss, you know, like I said, if I didn't thank all those guys, all the different coaches, players that have had a small part in me being here today. So thanks to them. Talking about our program a little bit, I know Coach Merkin, pretty well on a personal basis. So I know that he had things going in the right direction. We're really going to focus on two things here, team and toughness. And those are our two main principles, once we get on the floor. We're going to work to be a great team. We're going to recruit guys with that message. We're going to engulf them in that during the season when they're on campus. You know, we need to be the best team, the best bunch of teammates out there on the court. You know, we want you fans, people that come watch us play, we want you guys to think that they really enjoy playing and really enjoy playing together. So that's going to be something that we really stress, with our team on a daily basis. Toughness is the other thing we'll talk about. And it's mental, physical toughness, but it's something that, physical toughness is kind of a weight room thing where, they just need to do that. But the mental toughness side is just being able to move on from mistakes, being able to handle success, being able to handle adversity. And there's a lot of other stuff that goes into it, but we're really going to stress that. So we want you guys as fans and boosters and, whoever, to really enjoy watching our team play. You want to see them enjoying each other. You know, there really needs to be that bond there. We can't be five fingers. We got to be one fist. So they really got to enjoy playing together, and we want you guys to be able to see that. And we want you to see that those guys are really tough. You know, they know how to handle adversity. They know how to succeed. They know how to win right. They know how to lose right. They know how to bounce back. So there'll be a lot of stuff that goes into that, as these guys know. Mark's been here a couple years. But, we're really going to focus on that in our future. So, recruiting-wise a little bit, I think it's really important that we focus on local kids, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota kids, to really build our base of players. There's a lot of good talent around here. If any of you are watching right now, I hope you're watching, but I'll be in touch very, very soon with you guys. There's a good base of players here. In this area, and we're really going to focus on that. We want to bring in good guys that are focused in the classroom, guys that really understand that they need to get a degree here, not just get a degree and get by, but guys that really, really excel in the classroom, but also need to be good kids, good players as well. We'll also fill in with guys from all over. There's always going to be guys to fill in the gap. The one guy that comes to mind is Coach Jones. I've been on the job for about 4 days already, and we're still trying to find a couple guys, to come into our program. And he's been great. I know he's working probably 12, 13, 14, 15 hours a day, trying to find us a couple guys that fit well here into our program, but can also help us be successful on the court. So that's why I think having Coach Jones around is really going to be beneficial to leading us into the future, because he has such a great knowledge. And most of you people here know him really well. And know the kind of guy he is, and I've seen that just in the first couple days. So, thanks to Coach Jones for everything he's done so far. We hope it continues to go. I'll take some questions here in a second. But the one thing I want to close with is, in this time of excitement for all of us, The one thing I just want to mention is I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Brad Bigler, the coach from Southwest Minnesota State. He lost his son in a car accident, and I think the funeral was today. So I'm up here with mixed emotions, you know, really thinking about him and his family. So in this time of excitement, you know, we're definitely going to be excited, and I'm excited to meet all of you people here. But just, you know, keep him and his family in your prayers. So.